Accra gets busy on this frequency. 92.7 3 FM.
Johnny's Bite. Johnny's Bite on Sunrise.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. It's Tuesday. Welcome to Johnny's Bite. We're still on the matter of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan. We just have finished Lent, had Easter, and yesterday was a swell time at St. Joseph the Work Anglican Church, the church that is 80, the only church at the Maxi Cathedral. Now, this morning, we'll go quickly to one of the scorecards that we have. You know that sometime last year, and even the beginning of this year, we've been talking about the National Theatre, and through the investigative work that we did and the advocacy that we did, the National Theatre suddenly began to set up, and the National Theatre also started some work. Thankfully, some of the chairs in the auditorium of the National Theatre was changed. The smell at the National Theatre has changed. And I can also report to you that the carpets in the auditorium, at least the ground floor, has changed. Not much is happening at the top, the other two tiers. But I can report to you that as of last week, there's a scorecard. Jen, show them the scorecard quickly. The National Theatre has put out a tender inviting the public. Show the big one, the bigger one. Yes. The National Theatre is inviting tender. This was in the Ghanaian Times. Inviting tender for people to come and put in a tender for them to have their own air conditioners, so that they will stop throwing away money, renting, and then as some people are suggesting, that some people get their cut from it and all of that. So this is another scorecard of Johnny's Bite, because we do well-researched work, we do impactful work. Never mind that still at the National Theatre, there's a retiree. And Jen, come to me. People expect that, oh, Johnny's going to talk about the retiree at the Ghana Revenue Authority, retiree out, retiree in. I won't talk about it. You know why? I think the government of Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo is interested in just keeping retirees at post and keeping the young people of the country who he appealed to, who followed him, who supported him. He's interested in just keeping the young people hungry and angry. That's the most important thing. Because if you yourself have come to tell us that you won't give any post-retirement contract unless you cannot find anybody to replace them, and you go to GRA and you can find people who can replace them, you look within the tax sector in the country and you can find people who can replace, and all you are interested in is putting retirees at Immigration, Fire Service, you put it up at the National Theatre, Professor Gansa is at the NIA, you have Engineer Abbas at the Minister of Roads and Highway, you have retirees all over the place. It only tells me one thing, that the president was not serious after all when he wrote that letter, which was authorized from the finance ministry after a cabinet meeting on the 5th of August 2022, that they were not going to give a post-retirement contract. It was just a whole Adanko Dada Adje kind of rubbish which was pushed on us. And we believed it, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it is that same thing that we are believing when the ECG tells us that, oh, everything is okay, your lights are on, we have enough capacity to deal with your power issues, but people's lights are still going off. And I saw a release from the ECG and I asked myself, is this a joke or something? Because I have enormous respect for some of the people at ECG, at least some of the people I know personally, some that I have interfaced with since I've been a boy, some who have taught me in school. And I ask myself, why would they put such a thing out there in the public domain, that they have full capacity and they're trying to explain away the failure of generation? Put it up there, please. We don't have too much time. Why would they do a thing like that when the lights are going off? So generally, if you look at the trajectory, the three issues I've spoken about in a short period, there's no respect from officialdom for the citizens. I'm a boomer. They don't respect us. And they treat us anyhow. Then they put a number there and ask you to call. This is a joke. The Easter people went through it. I thought the best thing for them to have done is to even have apologized. It's a joke. Find me the tweets from officialdom. It's a joke. an ECG should be sitting up. I don't know why we try to always explain things. This is the president's, one of the president's lawyers, right? He also administers the president's social media page. This is what he wrote on 31st December 2015, 8:43 p.m. He says, you are calling it load shedding, load management, etc. Meanwhile, my light is going off and on, and you say it is not doom. So foolish. This, a young man like me, this was what he was putting up. Today, he's at the presidency. Have you seen a tweet from him? This is our minister. He says, Ghana has a John. It has a big doom and a very small saw and a very small saw. Latest doom saw nursery rhyme. This same woman said, I curse the president anytime the lights go off. Today they are all quiet. And I've told you, five things you don't politicize. You don't politicize energy. You don't politicize security. You don't politicize agric. You don't politicize health. And you don't politicize the economy in general. Sadly, we have politicized all of them. So we have a problem. Go back to 2022, when the lights started going off and some of us started talking about it. We spoke about it. There's a journalist by
I said there are five things you can't politicize. We have politicized all of them. That is why until tomorrow your lights will go off and you'll be told not to call it doomso, but your light is going off unannounced. And you are watching. They tell you you have excess food. You go to the market, the food is expensive. You can't buy it. Basic economics. When the thing is there in excess, the price drops. We all can afford it and get it. Why can't we get it? Look at your educational system. Everything is messed up. Everything is messed up. You talk about it and they put you in party political clothing. That's a shame. Meanwhile, the man leading us as a president now spoke about these things in the past, and we hailed him, we called him a human rights lawyer, an egalitarian, an activist, a promoter of democracy. We hailed him.
This was in 2022 when the lights started going off and we started raising the alarm that let's fix it. Let's be honest about the situation. Let's tell the people the truth. But because we politicized electricity in the past, and we got power through it, we are afraid because we want to break the eight. And we continue telling the people lies that we must not tell them. Look at the joke that ECG wrote. If I want to go back to the tweets and the tapes and the things that were said in the past, I'm not sure you can have breakfast this morning. And those same people have they have no principles because they cannot speak up. Because they are part of the problem as we speak. And they say when the leader fails to fix the problem, the leader becomes the problem. And that's what we are facing at this point. That is what we are facing at this point on all fronts. On all fronts. And play Dr. Baumier's video for me. We'll get to the Bobu Ulomo issue, but play Dr. Baumier's video for me. Play it.
Nurses are suffering and nursing trainees are suffering. Patients are suffering. Students are suffering. Traders are suffering, pensioners are suffering, drivers are suffering, contractors are suffering, civil servants are suffering, and farmers are suffering, fishermen are suffering, and industries are suffering.
The last 7 years, we have made the advance here that we have performed better. We have performed better. Agricultural growth, we have performed better. Industrial growth, we have performed better. Ocean trade balance, we have performed better. Current account balance, we have performed better. Gross international reserves, we have performed better. Ocean Zongo development, we have performed better. Roads, we have performed better. Railway, we have performed better. Airports, we have performed better. Interchanges, we have performed better. Schools, we have performed better. Hospitals, we have performed better. Public libraries, we have performed better. Usher fish landing sites, we have performed better. Court system, we have performed better. Yeah. Digitalization, we have performed better. Digital time, we have performed better. Mobile city. We have performed better. Digital address, we have performed better. The e-pharmacy, we have performed better. Usha digitalization of the ports, we have performed better.
You know, I think the person who wrote the first speech is the same person who is writing or wrote this one. Because it looks like a rhyme, a children's rhyme. There's no respect for us. I gave birth to my son in January. I still don't have a birth certificate for my son, Kuku. Because they say the paper is finished. Today, you're going to register for a passport, which you require as a Ghanaian. And it should be a normal thing if we really are serious people. And the price will cut your throat. There's no respect for us. There's no dignity. The vice president tell her, oh, jobs, we have performed better. Look at your unemployment rate. Energy, we have performed better. Why didn't he talk about the economy and the performance of the city and inflation? And the growth, why didn't he talk about? Because those were the things that he campaigned about. Why didn't he talk about them? And you see, on a daily basis, insult is added to the injury that we have. Put up the cocoa board letter for me. The principle in the cocoa board matter is not that they are going to spend that money, that amount of money, to go and procure the keyboard for the tablets that they have. The principle in the matter is that we were told that the public purse will be protected. The principle that we were told about in the past was that sole sourcing was going to be a thing of the past. The principle that we were told about, that some of these procurements would not happen, that prioritization of the real issues will happen. The principle that we were told, the principles in the past have all been, this is a letter dated the 20th of February, 2024, from the Office of the Director of Finance. I won't even read the letter. Now look at the people who have minuted it, right? Somebody says, the Director of Finance says, oh, vetted, technical, whatever is recommended for supply of the items of cost of so and so, signed 7th of March, 2024. DOA, Director of Administration says, oh, yes, please vet, 27th. And that was what was vetted by the Director of Finance. Somebody says, please deal. It's been signed. Then Cocoa Board writes another ridiculous thing, says that, oh, we have not even procured it. They have vetted it. They have recommended that they should go and procure. What is next? Then you write this joke. And you see, I tell you every time, when they write jokes like this, they don't put their names under it because they know one day will come back to bite them. But we will remind them who they were. Fifi Boafu is in charge of public affairs at the Cocoa Board. He has practiced as a journalist before. He was on air asking critical questions. What has happened to him? Is he able to tell Dr. Boahin Edouan, what is the, show me the league table of Cocoa Board, the SOEs, the state-owned enterprises. Look at where Cocoa, expand it so people can see. As of 2021, public enterprises league table, Cocoa Board was on number what? Number 47, Cocoa Board. We brag about cocoa in this country. We talk about it. Cocoa Board was number 47. They said they are buying the things for them to be comfortable so they can be productive. How has Cocoa Board been productive in the past few years? But they want them to be comfortable. How is the cocoa farmer comfortable? How much are they giving a cocoa farmer for a bag of cocoa? You are buying one keyboard for how much? So if you do the calculation, how much will go into, how many bags of cocoa will go into it? Do simple board maths. There's no respect for the people. And to even think that the leadership of the country still speaks like, opposition leaders is what's painful. Listen to this teacher. Listen to the teacher.
Company, no master, students.
Free
tablets. It's an insult to teachers. Teacher, ni na usi, onko boa korano, na onyusu tablet, ono ne laptop ne wahi. Ono ne laptop no wahi. It me feel say I buy once only priorities. San Americano. I buy any priorities. Our priorities are yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And son, yeah, fata.
Fat,
young cassette students, more tablets. And so, a priority,
the teachers have been on strike for about 2 weeks now. The children have been at home while their mates in the private schools are learning. We are buying laptop, iPad. That means we have procured iPad for the board members of Cocoa Board. And Cocoa Board keeps dwindling. We are now going to add keyboards to it. And the teachers who are supposed to be teaching the children in the classrooms, they don't even have the laptops that we deducted monies from the accounts for. Children are still lying on their bellies in school. But we are interested in the populist things. There's no respect for the people of Ghana. There's no respect. And I shudder to think that these are the same individuals who mounted platforms. If you play Dr. Baumier's video, people have enormous respect for Engineer Kwabena Jejipon. He was reciting what Dr. Baumier was saying. We have performed better. Meanwhile, a few months ago, he was the one who told us that the Ghana Beyond Aid was pushed back on a stretcher to the Jubilee House. Politicians don't take us serious in this country. And I don't like to lump everybody together. We have to single them individually, what they have said in the past, what they are saying now. And it hurts when you see people you have enormous respect for, people who have done so well on their own privately, people who have lived without blemish, now fall into the mud with those who are already in the mud. It's painful. So what example are you giving to the next generation that say one thing at another time and come and see a different thing at a different time? What kind of insult is that? What kind of disrespect is that? And speaking of disrespect, I'll go to it. So give me Article 11 of the Constitution. And Oliver, give me a few minutes. The Babu Uloma matter, we have to deal with it quickly. I am a person of Ghana extraction. My mother is from Asin Agbon. My father's part comes from La. Before anybody comes to say that, oh, he's Hughes, so he's not of Ghana extraction. This is the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, the supreme law of the Republic of Ghana. It says the laws shall comprise A, this constitution, B, enactments made by or under the authority of the parliament established by this constitution, C, any others, rules, regulations made by any person or authority under a power conferred on by this constitution, the existing law, the common law. The common law of Ghana shall comprise the rules of law generally known as the common law, the rules generally known as the doctrines of equity, and the rules of customary law, including those determined by the Superior Court of Justice, judicature. Three, for the purposes of this article, customary law means the rules of law, which by custom are applicable to particular communities in Ghana. The existing laws exist otherwise. So customary law is recognized in this country. What is fundamentally wrong is that marriage of any form, betrothal or whatever customary you want to call it, is wrong under the law. Let nobody come and explain to me that it is kusun. It is wrong. It is a crime. And let me break down what kusun means. Well, so we have to be able to codify customary law and not add nonsense to customary law and shield it as kusun. When they say kusun, kake kusun, let me speak Ghana and then I'll come back to English. Kake kusun, ku wosu, kunu wonsu, that is kusun. It is not kusumiku and all those things that they say. And it's time that we took the veil off some of these things so people can understand and then they can appreciate it. So that which identifies a group is called kusum. Is this how the Ga state and the Nungwa people want to be identified? At this time, when your lands are being taken away from you, when your heritage and your language is being taken away from you, when there is a policy that children should be taught in their L1 and your children are being taught another person's mother tongue, is this how you want to be? Is this the kind of PR you need at this time? So marriage of this kind, where a 12-year-old is given to a 63-year-old person under whatever circumstances is wrong. Then I watched a video of Professor Welenchi Nungwamanche make a statement that cut through my heart. Ni taflache, taflache, taflache. You cannot in any way say that because
people above the ages of 12 and all of that, those teenagers. And he spoke in Ghana. He says, akomohi, to which they have all been either de-virginized. So what it means is that they are looking for a virgin for this ritual. And then they couldn't go to those people who are old, 18, right? If you look at the Criminal and Other Offenses Act, you can have sex at 16. But the consensual age for you to get married, 18 and then 21, it's there. It says that, oh, those people have already been de-virginized, and so they're going up to down to those who are 12 years to go and pick one. And I said, Ni, how do you say a thing like this? Ni, a very well-respected academic who people revere. You cannot say a thing like this. So tomorrow, if the people are 12, 10, 11, 9, 8 are all defiled, you go for a five-year-old to perform such a ritual. What kind of identity are you creating? And you call it kusum. And you even say that, oh, you took the Bible, you took it from the Bible. In the Bible, were they picking teenagers and people under 12 and 15 to do such things? This is not the kind of identity and PR need at this point. It's a shame. And we must bow down our heads in shame. This is not what you need. Number two, is Ni Nungwa's admission that all the people who have been defiled, who could have otherwise qualified, right? People who are above the age of 12, people who are 18, 21, who would have qualified, who he says have been defiled, either by their own people or by people who are living with them from other tribes and other regions. Is it an admission that the morality has dropped under their watch as a traditional authority, as a country? And why is he not taking responsibility for same?
Johnny's bite.
Because when you say that there's a problem, you must come to the table with some solution, and you must admit that you have also been part of the problem. Why is that admission not being made? And why are people going around celebrating this and defending it? I find it insulting. Very, very insulting. And I like what the Gadangwe lawyers put up. But don't put it up for me. They have been very succinct in their response. And they have condemned it as it should be. They have condemned it as it should be condemned. These things should not be tolerated under any circumstances. Because you know why? In this country, there is no chief that doesn't have a stoolwife. Fact. There's no chief that doesn't have a stoolwife. Every chief in this country has a stoolwife. Have you heard people make noise about it? And you know that stoolwives are not picked from off the streets like any other person. Stoolwives are selected from specific homes. So if you have identified that the people who would be qualified have all been de-virginized or defiled, as you stated, Ni, respectfully, why don't you identify people who could be qualified and then groom them and preserve them and protect them until they are ripe enough to be qualified for such a rite? Wouldn't it have been beautiful if you had a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old or a 35-year-old who is a virgin, who is this is being done with or done for? Don't let anybody tell you that kusum. Yes, there's tradition. But tradition should not be at variance with development. Tradition should not be at variance with development. And if at any point tradition is going at variance with development, you have to stop it. That is why at some point, when people were practicing clitoridectomy, they were cutting off women's clitoris as part of their tradition, we promulgated a law to stop it. We even have a law that protects children and puts their rights over and above the rights of any other person. Then you come and tell me this. Very well-educated people talking like this, and you have other very well-educated people supporting them. We talk about tribalistic tendencies and people who are tribal bigots in other situations. A lot of the people who are defending this are defending it because of tribal bigotry. Finish, period. And I won't mince words about it. I won't not mince words about this. It is wrong, it is unacceptable, and it is an insult, and it doesn't present a good picture of the Ga people and the Ga state. And as a matter of urgency, that thing must be annulled ASAP. You say, the child will not have any sexual relations with me. And I say, oh, no, that's not my problem. But in all of this confusion, nobody has been able to explain what a stewwife does. Nobody. In all of this explanation, nobody has been able to tell us why this had to happen. They have only gotten into a fight, like how the Nogoku people got into a fight with Christendom. Nobody is taking the opportunity to explain. Everybody is just doing whitewashing and PR. Let me leave it here.
Johnny's Bite. Johnny's Bite. On Sunrise.